We are learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting around 16 lines from the top. The first word of the line is Yotzei. We are continuing a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which we started darshaning about the Sanhedrin, where it says, Shroreich Agan Asar, Ayechzer Hamozeg, Bitnech Arev Eschitim Sugav Eshanim. So getting a pasuk with darshan is going on Sanhedrin, which is with Tiburei Shel Olam, and it's shaped like a sar, like a moon, like a half, like a semicircle. So the pasuk says, "Bitnech areim aschitim." We compare the Sanhedrin to areim aschitim. Areim aschitim, I call nenim emeno, just like areim aschitim. I was nenim from it. Av Sanhedrin, I call nenim and tameim. Sanhedrin also, everyone is nenim has ano from their reasoning and from their psakim. The pasuk ends off with the words "suga b'sheshanim," which is not tafka going on Sanhedrin. It's going on Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is fenced in by sheshanim, by roses, which is not much of a fence. And still that helps. Suga v'shanim, shafilu kesuga shoshanim l'ifritzum in process. Klal Yisrael has a small gather, like shoshanim, they won't break that gather. And it's actually, we'll see in a second what's referring to. V'hayin d'amu le'ahu mina l'Rav Kahana. Certain min, certain apikaris said to Rav Kahana, amritu nida shari l'chudi v'hadi gabra. You say that it's muta for nida to be miyached with her husband, even though she's a nida. Is it possible to have fire together with neurois, some flammable material like cotton, and it doesn't burn up? How could it be that you allow and need to be miyacha with a husband? On Malay, so Rav Kahana answered, "Hatayra ida aleinu." The Torah gives edus on us, "Suga b'sheshanim, shafilika suga b'sheshanim." Even though a fence made out of roses, l'yifusim and process is enough. It's enough. The Torah gives us the iser. It's enough to protect us that we won't be over that iser. And the Gemara brings two other rayas to this. Rosh Lakish on Mahacha from the pasuk that says, "Kepelach harimay rakosech bebalat samosech." And we darshan loshon of rakosech afilu rikonim shavach. Even the empty ones of you, milayim mitzvahs kerimayin. They're full of mitzvahs like a rimayin. Kepelach harimayin. They're full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Rav Zeir Mahacha for this pasuk. Vayorach as reach begodav. This is talking about actually where Yitzchak smelled the begodim of Yaakov when he came in to get the brachas. It was actually Esav's begodim, and says, and we darshan al tikri begodav el boigdav, and they smelled and they had a tam mitzvahs. Now Tosfos points out that when we darshan the pasuk suga b'sheshanim, top Tosfos says l'inyan dam nidois nidrosh kishemeres dam kisheshana. Dam is like red, like roses aduma. That's shown in the pasuk as shayches to Dam Nida. But Tais has a kasha, L'chaira, this is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which is Divrei Kabbalah. L'chaira, the Issa of Yichud, we learned earlier on in the Masechta, the Issa Yichud de Araisa. So, Taka, why is no Issa Yichud? The Loch is, you know, I'll be miyached with the Erva. And Anida is the Erva. So, L'chaira, what is Pshat was being soimach on this pasuk that says, Kasu with Shanim to take care of the problem of Yichud? As I frag Taisvis. Taisvis answers, that there's no issa yichud only on someone who's not going to become mutter. Kein imoid le'avid de'mishtarye. Aval nida, because the pasuk is from the ben imcha, only a ben is mutter to be miyachu, his mother, now the other erva. Only that type of erva does not become mutter. But a nida, soif le'tar, which means like more like pas pesaloi, and therefore there's no issa yichud by a wife and a husband. But Tosfos points out that if they were loy ba'al, then afilo nida asur lis yachid. Even with a husband and a wife, if loy ba'al yet, then it is nida asur lis yachid. Ayin Tosfos talks about that. Boigdov means people who don't, who are doing something against you, who are rebellious, like the rebellious people. So reach as well. He smelled the reach of the boigdov and he saw there was tam mitzvahs there. Even in the Baigdav, even Baigdim have a tam, have a reyach of mitzvahs, a tam, a reyach, a smell of mitzvahs. Hanu Beryoini are these rebellious people. The Havi Beshuus the Rab Zera, they were in the neighborhood of Rab Zera. They have Makarv Luhu. Rab Zera used to Makarv them. Kehechad and a Hazulay with Tavusa. In order they should do tshuva, but they weren't doing tshuva. But Kapti Rabbanon. The Rabbanon weren't happy with Rab Zera. They're saying, you know, a guy is Rosh like that, he's a Haches, leave him alone. Don't try and Makarv them. Kinoch nafshei de Rab Zera, when Rab Zera was nifta, Amri, these rebellious boys said, "Ara in the have a charicha katan shakke, have a boy alon rachamin." Rab Zera, who was called the one whose feet were burnt, because his whole story with him, where he went into a oven to test to see if he was on a certain level. So the Gemara says, so he's called Charicha Katan Shaki Dava Boy Alam Rachme. He's the Damfas. If there's Damfas, has to man Boy Alam Rachme. Who's the Damfas? Here Bulubayu, they threw in the heart to do tshuva. But after tshuva, they did tshuva. And it turned out that Reb Zera, what he did for them was taka good, because at the end of the day, when he was nifter, they did tshuva. It says in the Mishnah that there were three rows of 23 future dayanim sitting in front of the dayanim. And it says, if one of the dayanim die, so we take, everyone moves up one spot. It's like a musical chairs. Everyone moves up one spot. We see from here that if one moves, everyone moves. Let the person right now, who, for example, was the Rosh Hashiva for the second row, and now he goes and becomes the last one on the first row. Until now, I was sitting in the head, and now I'm sitting by the tail, which is Shvara Kasha, but it must be, he was saying, I want to be also the Rosh. You should put me into the first, the head of the first row. The army lay, tell him this. Have a zon of la'arayis. You should be a tail for lions. Valti reish l'shu'olim. Better than being a reish yeshiva for the shu'olim for fax. So it's better to be a zon of la'arayis than a reish l'shu'olim to a fax. Zokto naya mishna vayta. Keitzam aymen es aedim al aedin afashas. How do you basically intimidate and scare the aedim al aedin afashas? We had before what you do for Dina Mominus. What you do is you tell them that if you're being hired to say false Aedis, they think of you like garbage. So like, don't think of yourself too great. But here, what do we do with Aedin and Fashis? You know what we tell them? So we bring them in. And we scare them by saying like this, Shemru Taimru Ma'umud. Maybe you saw, your this is a capital punishment, Shaila, offense. So maybe you saw this murder, you didn't really see it, you just a circumstantial evidence. Ma'imid, or maybe Meshmua, aid, you heard it from a different aid, or Mpi Adam Neman, or someone who was Neman. Shema, Iat Miyadim, Shesefeno Livdik, Eskam Disho Hakira, maybe you don't chap that we're going to cross examine you like crazy. Have a Yadim, you should know, Shaloika Dina Mamanis Dina Fashis, you're telling this to Raidim, you should know, Dina Mamanis is not Dina Fashis. Dina Mamanis, Adam Nasim Mamanis Mischaper, Mischaper Lai. If they want to do Kapara, they lied, all they have to do is give back the money. If you kill someone, so then their dam and the blood of their children is totally in you. Forever and ever. And what do you find? You find that Kayim killed his brother. And it says in the Pasuk, Hashem says, Ma asisa, koil demei achicha tzoyikim alayim in adama. And what's Lashon demei? What's Lashon demei? His dam and the dam of the children are screaming to me from the carcass. You see that you take it to effect and someone gets killed, his dam and his dam of his children. Now the Mishnah just interjects, not a pshat in this pasuk, which you don't tell the Edom, because if you tell the Edom not a pshat in the pasuk, they won't get so intimidated. Why does it say Loshen Rabim? His blood was all over the place because he had a lot of different wounds. That's Loshen Demei. Now back, Lefikach, this is back to what you're telling him. Lefikach, Nivra Adam Yechidi, therefore a person is created alone. Hashem only created one person, Adam Rishon, by himself. Hashem could have created 1,000 people at a time. Only created one person. Lamdecha, even here, that if someone kills one person in the world, it's ki'ilu, he destroyed an entire world. Because the whole world was created for one person. Someone who is mekayim, he helps one person live. It's ki'ilu, he's mekayim the whole entire world. And this again, this you don't tell him this. Because we said the reason why a person was created yechidi was because to show that he's a whole world. But now there's another pasuk, another reason why Hashem created Adam Rishon yechidi. You know why? Because it's for Shalom Abriyos. Shloyom Adam Chaveira Abegodom Vavicha. Imagine if we came from two different original fathers. So I would say, you know, my father is bigger miyuchas than your father. Obviously, we know it's bigger miyuchas, and there'd be a lot of fights. But if everyone comes from the same father, at the end of the day, everyone comes from Adam Rishon, there's more shalom. Another reason is that medium shouldn't say, upper carbon shouldn't say, harbor is shuris b'shamayim. There's a lot of different creators. Because and one creator made Adam Rishon, and if there was another person created at the same time, but a different creator made that one. So therefore, Hashem only created one person. Well, another reason is if you take one form, one chaisim, and you create one mold, and you create a coin, if you use that mold again, it'll be the same exact coin. Hashem used the same mold for Adam Rishon for the billions and billions of people that were created afterwards. And every single person is different. He molded every single person with the mold of Adam Rishon. No one is doymer to his friend. Now, therefore, since this is going back, Rashi is going back on the beginning of this paragraph, that since we said that a person is like a olam alei, lefika kol echad ve'echad chayiv loymar b'shvili nivra olam. A person should say that the whole world is created for me, and I have to be very careful, take my life seriously, and no chatam, because I am the whole world. The Shema Taimru, now back to the Edom. Now the Edom hear this whole speech already. So they say, Ma lonu v'l'tzarazos, top alam zayin abez, Ma lo, continuing the Mishnah, Ma lonu v'l'tzarazos, why do we have to say this? It's so scary, we might kill someone, and it's terrible, we could kill the whole world. Maybe we'll take a pass. It says, you can't do that. Like, panemar v'hu eid oyra'a oyadam lo yagid. It says that you have to say this. If you don't say this, it's the v'nosa avayinu, it says in the pasuk. He has to say this. The Shema Taimru, maybe he'll say, you know what? I'll take the hit. I'll take the Issa of Nasa Avaynai rather than being chayev on someone's killing someone. We were giving someone a Oynish of Misa. So Hashem HaTayim, Ma Lodu V'Lochay V'Domin Shalzeh, may I rather be over the Issa of Lo Yagid and not be over the not try to kill someone. Like our Nehmar, but the Pasuk says already that's good to get rid of Risham. V'Avoyd Risham Rina. That when you get rid of the Risham, it's Rina, it's happiness, it's Simcha, and therefore it makes sense that try to get rid of the Rishon.